part of Angie's testimony to us today. In the beginning, God. At the end, God. In the middle, God. And what we allow God to do as God works within us, by God's grace, seeking to perfect us in love. Just over 3 years ago at Surbiton Methodist Church, a number of us were together for the welcome service for Angie and for her two colleagues. And much to my surprise, as I prepared for that service, the passage that came to mind was not one of the usual ones I use on such occasions, but the words of Revelation chapter 7. That picture of countless numbers of people from every tribe, every nation, every tongue, gathered together around the throne of God, worshipping. There, by God's grace, having endured the trials and tribulations of faithful discipleship and witness. We thought together of how that picture of the end, or a picture of the end, needed to shape our life as individuals, as churches, and as ministers of the gospel. That if at the end there were these countless numbers worshipping saints on earth and saints below, that if at the end we are found worthy by God's grace, and if at the end wounds are healed, then that needed to shape profoundly the way in which we lived and ministered today. If only I'd known then what I know now, I'd probably have spent quite a lot longer than I did after the service in theological conversation with Angie, as we reflected a bit more and a bit deeper on the meaning of that passage in that context. However, I could not have imagined that today we would gather again today, with Angie gathered with the saints of God above and us below being joined together in worship. And before us, a different text out of a conversation with Brian, a text that speaks of love, the love that was the hallmark of Angie's ministry and that she made sure all that she taught knew needed to be the foundation of discipleship and ministry. But the text at the end, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And today we dare to proclaim that that which St. Paul looked to for the future is now, that through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, and by God's grace, Angie has seen and knows God face to face. Kerry's already pictured the scene for us of Angie and God. Let's hold on to that. I guess each of us will have our own picture of that. But I have another picture too of Angie and all the theologians who have gone before and all those who will come to be, some of whom who have been given a taste for theology through her encouragement and inspiration, discussing the glimpses of God that they'd seen and having those aha moments as they now know in full. The glimpses that they'd seen in a mirror of God dimly, and can now see and know in full the breadth and length and height and depth of God's love for each and every one of us, of God's overwhelming grace and God's justice for all.